The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. DJ Last Survivor here, delving deep into the history and creation of some of the most infamous killers in movie history. Learn the ins and outs of the monsters created from the human mind.
And welcome to episode 5 of Killer Instinct. Today, we're going to talk about Pinhead from the movie Hellraiser and its franchise. Pinhead is the lead Cenobite, also known as a Hell Priest. In the movie, he's a demonic being that exists in an extra-dimensional realm, which can be considered Hell or one of its many versions. Now, he's a terrifying creature, a monster that you see on the cinema. Pinhead can only get summoned through a puzzle box, the Lament configuration. It's a puzzle box in the movies where if you solve it, he comes and gives you punishment. See, in the Hellraiser series, the Cenobites, the demons, you can say, believe that pain is pleasure and pleasure is pain, bringing on more pleasure than pain, always in an endless cycle. And so when you solve the Lament configuration, which is just a box, it's just a little box there's a puzzle on it. And what happens is you move the pieces around, and when you reach the final configuration of it, you open a portal to hell. Now, as being the Hell Priest, he's the one who is in control of all the Cenobites, the demons. And so when you solve the Lament configuration, he comes. And so after a brief introduction, we're going to talk about the film Hellraiser. Hellraiser was released in 1987. The character for Pinhead was portrayed by Doug Bradley, who actually played Pinhead in all of the Hellraiser movies. And so, little background on Pinhead. So Pinhead was a British soldier, Captain Elliot Spencer. He was disillusioned with life and humanity during World War I, and so he solved the Lament configuration. And when you solve the Lament configuration, the Cenobites come, and you actually become one of the Cenobites. You become a demon. And so that's what happened to Pinhead when he was a human, is he solved the Lament configuration, and he was turned into a Cenobite, a demon. What ended up happening is he became the leader of the Cenobites, the Hell Priest. He became a very, very powerful being who uses chains as his main form of torture. A major difference between Pinhead and other killers that we've reviewed is most of those killers don't end up speaking. They are perceived as mute. They don't ever really talk. But Pinhead is different. Pinhead was depicted as articulate. He speaked when he deemed it necessary, bound to a personal code of honor. Pinhead was unlike any other killer prior to when this movie was released. You didn't have to imagine what Pinhead sounded like, or what he'd say, or what he'd end up doing. He'd tell you. He'd speak. He'd actually talk to the people that he's going to kill. And watching the movie gives you a sense of fear that he's not just talking to the people in the film, but he's actually talking to the watcher as well. He's actually talking to everyone within the cinema watching the movie. Whoever's watching the movie can feel him talking to them. He has such a loud, booming voice, but he's so quiet when he does it. It's a different kind of voice than you'd think a murderer, a sociopath, a psychopath would have. He speaks booming and fear-inducing. Now, Pinhead, his first appearance was in The Hellbound Heart, where he was portrayed by Doug Bradley. The movie was created by Clive Barker, and in the 2011 film, Pinhead was voiced by Fred Tascarone. In the 1987 to 2005, Doug Bradley. Paul T. Taylor was the 2018 movie, and Jamie Clayton was the 2022 movie, the newest one. Now, let's talk a little bit about Pinhead's appearance. One of the most gruesome depictions of a being. He wears a shiny latex or leather entire coat that turns into more or less a skirt for his lower body. It's all still connected, though. He has a stripe through his chest where you can see his bare skin. He's a pale, pale white, completely white skin tone. And now, the reason why they call him Pinhead? His head has hundreds of metal pins, size of about a 3-inch nail, piercing into every part of his head, except for his mouth and eyes and ears. He fits the description of the Pinhead. Now, the one who ended up creating the design of Pinhead was Clive Barker, the one who'd created the movie. He basically drew out what he wanted Pinhead to look like, and much to his co-workers' refusal, he kept going until he reached a image of Pinhead of the villain of the movie that he wanted. And he created this interesting looking character, modeling it and inspired by punk fashion, Catholicism. And he actually got an inspiration from an S&M club in New York and in New Amsterdam. Now, Barker didn't just stop there, though. He wanted more. He wanted to make this character unique. He wanted this character to look gruesome. And so, Pinhead not only has pins in his head, but he has navel piercings and other piercings. And so, when this character was fully completed, we have what we have now today. This crazy character, crazy design, something you never would think that someone would think about, but they ended up creating it. And now Pinhead is the star of the Hellraiser series. Now, real quick, let's talk a little bit about Pinhead's powers. Pinhead, being an extremely powerful hell priest, has many supernatural abilities. He's able to summon chains and hooks to mutilate victims. He can control these chains however he likes. He's highly resistant to physical damage. Nothing can stop him. He's resistant to gunshots, futuristic weapons, anything you can throw at him, he's resistant to. He can summon objects, he can teleport, he can cause explosions, he can cast illusions, he can convert other people to Cenobites. He has to kill them, but he can turn them into Cenobites. And so, now, I mentioned Pinhead does have a code of conduct. He has a code of rules. He doesn't kill or torture indiscriminately. He only targets those who open the box by solving the lament configuration out of a desire of doing so. Very specific. You have to be the one to open the box. You have to want to open the box. And so, when others were forced to open the box by people who wanted to see what was inside, he actually spared their lives because it breaks his code of rules. Now, being a intelligent being, Pinhead can also be bargained with and reasoned with. You're able to actually hold a conversation with him. You can talk with him. He's not just a murderous monster that just wants to kill. Although he will kill very easily and very quickly, he will only kill those who he deems that he wants to kill. Pinhead is always seen in almost all of his appearances with other Cenobites, other demons that have different kinds of mutilations on their body, different forms of torture that have been put on them. Some have their eyes sewn shut. Some have their mouths sewn shut. Some have their hands covered in spikes, in metal blocks around their body, spikes piercing through their heads. He always appears with these other Cenobites, these lesser demons, and they're always there with him. And they also have powers, but they're nowhere near as strong as Pinhead. Let's talk a little bit about the Hellraiser series and how many movies there are. Hellraiser 1, released in 1987, was directed and screenwritten by Clive Barker. Christopher Figg was the producer. In Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, released in 1988, Tony Randall took over as the director, and Peter Atkins took screenwriting. Clive Barker was noted for the story, though. Christopher Figg and David Baron were the producers. Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Anthony Hickox was the director. Peter Atkinson returns for screenwriting. Peter Atkinson joined creating the story with Tony Randall. And Lawrence Mortoff was the producer. Hellraiser Bloodline was directed by Kevin Yeager. Hellraiser Inferno was directed by Scott Derrickson. Hellraiser Hellseeker was directed by Rick Boda. Hellraiser Deader was also directed by Rick Boda. Hellraiser Hellworld was also directed by Rick Boda. Hellraiser Revelations was directed by Victor Garcia. Hellraiser Judgment was directed by Gary J. Tunkliff. And Hellraiser, the 2022 film, the most recent film of the Hellraiser series, was directed by David Bruckner. One major thing that made Pinhead and the Hellraiser series so popular was that there was a comic series written about the Hellraiser series and about Pinhead. There was over 100 issues of the Hellraiser's comics, all under different, all continuations of each other. And because the Hellraiser series had a comic series, the story was able to have far more ventures into creativity than what just a movie screen could offer. Aside from being in movies and in comic book series, there was also two books released about the Hellraiser series. And there was a video game that was bought by Super 3D Noah's Ark, which was a Hellraiser license. Hellraiser was also part of a game called Dead by Daylight, where the killer Pinhead was one of the characters that you could play. And there was also an unreleased game called Hellraiser Virtual Hell, which was a game that ultimately didn't get released, but was being developed by Magnet Interactive Studios. A creation from the mind of Clive Barker, portrayed by Doug Bradley, and voiced by Doug Bradley, is a character that will forever be ingrained in people's minds for how drastic the torture he has embedded into him. The design of how this character was created. This character, Pinhead, is one of the best horror movie killers that have ever come out of the cinema. He was a great design. He was a great idea by Clive Barker. This character not only embodied sadomasochism, but also gave a portrayal on the different kinds of style that were coming up within that year. Pinhead will forever haunt our dreams. And if we ever find that box from the movies, don't solve it. Don't solve the Wemmet configuration. The pain is not going to be pleasure. As they say, the pain will never be as pleasurable as bad as it hurts. Pinhead is someone you never want to see, and he's someone you never want to have a conversation with if you're on the wrong side of his chains.